Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. If you hear a little bit of an echo, it's because I'm the last one in shul, and the shul is empty, and as I'm folding up my talis and tefillin, I am telling the story. When it comes Pesach time, we have to do a lot in a little bit of time. The time of Jesus, a time of extra effort and energy and quickness. And so therefore, we have to do a little bit more and a little bit less time than usual. So therefore, as I'm putting away my towels and tefillin, I'm going to try to tell this story. This is a story about a very, very special Jew. His name was Eli Wiesel. He came through the Holocaust. Eli Wiesel. And he originally was a visionist or chassid, or at least perhaps his father was. And of course, during the Holocaust, which was an indescribably horrific, terrible tragedy, perhaps the worst tragedy in the history of the Jewish people, in which, unfortunately, 6 million holy Jews were killed by the most horrific, cruel, terrible enemy that could be imagined. The Nazis made their name be erased. And their leader, I hate to say his name, Hitler, made his name be erased. And Eli Wiesel used to sometimes come to the Rebbe, to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was, of course, completely broken. He survived the Holocaust, but he was spiritually very, very broken. He would come to the Rebbe for chizuk, for strengthening. And occasionally he had what's called yechidus. He had an individual private audience with the Rebbe. And sometimes I believe these private conversations took quite a while. In any case, at one of them, the Rebbe turned to Eli Wiesel and he said to him, "Eli, what is the reason that you keep coming back to me? What are you trying to get from me? What are you hoping to accomplish from coming to visit me?" Of course, the Rebbe didn't mean that he shouldn't come visit him. Of course, it's wonderful. Everybody should try to visit a tzaddik. But if I'm not mistaken, I think the Rebbe was trying to get him to focus on what it was that he was really trying to accomplish. As we'll see in the story. Eli Wiesel said, "The Rebbe, what I want is to be able to cry again." What did he mean by that? He meant that the experience of the Holocaust was so terrible, so traumatic. The enemy was so cruel, so inhuman, that in order to survive, seemingly, he had to put away all of his emotions. And even that which every normal person is able to cry if there's something terrible that happens to them, but he felt that he could not do that anymore. He had seen so much horror. He'd seen so much terrible things. Lo aleinu, should never experience it. But he didn't feel that he could have a normal emotional reaction of crying like anybody else. He just felt that he was beyond it. So he said, "Rebbe, I just want to be able to cry." The Rebbe looked at him and said, "Eli, what I want is that you should be able to sing. That is to say, that of course, being in Gullis is something that we should be crying about at times. It's terrible. The experience that he had, of course, was beyond any words. But all of us are in Gullis, and it's definitely something that a person can cry about. But even more important than being able to cry about something is to be able to sing. But even though we are in Gullis, but we want to be singing. We want to be singing our way out of Gullis. Just like the Jewish people, after they crossed the Yam Suf, they sang. And on many other occasions, the Jewish people sang. And so also we are heading, hopefully, any minute out of the Galus. We're in the process of leaving the Galus. And therefore, it's important that we should be able to sing. True, it's still Galus. That's true. We're still in Galus. But we should be able to sing our way out of Galus. That as we are leaving Galus, as we are entering the time of Mashiach and redemption, it should be a tremendous, happy experience. And in fact, there is even a halacha that one should say, Sangada, in a loud and joyful voice, because it's celebrating our leaving Galus Mitzrayim and celebrating being on the way into the final redemption. May it come speedily and speedily and speedily. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for joining us, for listening for the story of the day.